In this catch up. The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
It's a trip, and I can bug out to it.
With Heidi Anderson, Will McMahon and Woody Whitelaw.
Right, now we've got this bloke on the show.
It's Tommy Little.
Don't you go there.
You just did an amazing name drop. You went, in real life, he doesn't look like that.
Okay, sorry, I didn't know we were talking about Usher in real life.
I did not speak like that.
Tommy Little back on the show, and Heidi Anderson.
I don't know if I'm happy he's back.
Are you guys just contractually obliged to have me on these days?
Yes.
Is that what's
true.
Happening?
Yes.
Heidi, you answered way too quick, and that was hurtful. Hey, Heidi, are you going to come and see my stand-up show? Because last year, Woody came along.
I did.
I noticed his head bobbing away because I thought, who is that immaculately dressed homeless man that came to my gig? And I turned around and thought, bloody hell, that's Woody.
That's good talk,
and you
Tommy.
Also, you also said publicly at that stand-up show that if you do breakfast radio for too long, you become an
Oh, yeah. The good thing is you guys are well past like, you guys have been doing it many years now. I'd be so refreshed if you guys just went back to being regular Oh, that'd be a nice change.
Yeah.
No, Tommy, look, we don't mind you coming on our show to promote your upcoming show at the State Theatre.
Yeah.
Good talk.
The fine people of Perth, get out and come and have a laugh with me, at me. I don't really care these days. It's, you know, there's so many jerk comedians around who are doing political gear and, oh, this is what I think about the world. Nobody cares what comedians think.
Yeah, right.
Like, just tell us some jokes.
Yeah, we've actually got Will Anderson on the line right now.
Come on, guys. I know you guys don't have that star.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
It's time for Will's words.
This is Will's Words.
22, partly cloudy. Reece Dickelson yet to join us. You can find out what the situation is with the coup d'etat.
Ooh.
DJing business. A little bit later, I know Woody's got some news.
Absolutely.
But, right now, play the game where it's all about the origins of sayings. So I give you guys an expression. You have to try and guess what the origin is. How it originated, Ando.
Yeah, so... like, if you're going to catch a plane and you've got to put in the system,
yeah.
The origin, that's where you came from.
Yeah, that's it, mate.
Yeah.
Very good. Now, you've worked on that. I'm proud of you. Last week, gee whiz was the expression.
Yeah.
You guys have to guess what the expression is. Oh, sorry, where how it originated. This is your example. Gee whiz.
Gee whiz.
That's the expression that you two are deciphering the origin of today.
With wizards, there was an A whiz, a B whiz, a C whiz, a D whiz, an E whiz,
and
an F whiz, and a G whiz.
So what would like Gandalf be?
D whiz.
D whiz. Yeah. Oh, Voldemort.
Beautiful whiz.
Voldemort.
Voldemort. G whiz. G whiz. Beautiful.
Wasn't that great, but he still got a point.
He got a point.
His best friend.
No, he didn't get a point.
Yeah, it's 5-4.
No, there were points nowhere.
You gave me one.
You can
take it off me if you want.
What did I give you the point for?
You said genius, creativity, and you're my best friend.
All right.
It was definitely
what's
a
the score, Ando? What's the 5-4.
Score?
5-4.
Heidi's way.
It was 1 point each last week, actually, Ando. So
not well. Then it should be 6-4 then.
All right. Well, no, I think it's no. Heidi's up 6-5. I'm being
told. She said she was snorting whiz fizz in a factory. That was her answer. If that gets a point, then this game is over. It's done.
I gave you a point each because you know it's just good to look like the tally's ticking over, but they both sucked. Okay, here we go.
Anyway, I'll
expression
take that.
Expression today is...
Yep.
And remember, you get the traffic to write your answer, and then we'll find out on the other side.
Bit of traff?
The traffic's going to write our answer.
No, you get the... Here we go. The expression is... rack your brain.
Ooh.
Rack. Rack. Rack it up. Rack.
Rack your... brain. Okay, so we're
so
going to spend the next
you guys are going to have the traffic.
Can I ask the spelling of rack, please?
R-A-C-K. Mm. You guys will have...
Did you spell it with a W?
Potentially.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
It's Ando v. Whitelaw.
It's currently 6'5", and I spend a whole lot of time racking my brain through that song.
Good, Ando.
Very good.
That's the expression today.
Yeah.
Rack your brain, Ando. You can kick things off this morning.
Well, I had two answers because I had so long to think about it.
What are the rules here, Judge? Can she have...
I'm only going one, though.
Okay.
Oh, you got two answers.
I've got two answers, but I'm only going one.
What are the rules there?
I think we'll hear the first answer, and if we require a second one...
Okay.
We can do so.
Okay. So...
We're quite, the judge is quite liberal on the rules.
Yeah.
If the contestant is prepared to make a fool of themselves.
Thank you, our merciful leader.
Well, I do that every goddamn day on this show. Rack your brain.
Rack your brain.
Rack your brain.
Yeah.
So I've spent a lot of time racking my brain trying to think about that.
Yeah, you've already used it in a sentence, mate. You've already done that.
And then I thought to myself, where did this come from?
Yeah.
I actually don't know. So I'm just imagining back in the day.
Yeah. Here we go.
When butchers and stuff used to dismantle animals. Sorry if you're a vegan or vegetarian, by the way. This might be quite graphic.
Yeah.
But, you know, you rack the lamb. You rack the
You don't rack the lamb. That's a rack of lamb.
No, but you put them on hooks and then you rack them from the roof. And the brains racking their brains. For so long.
Who'd been racking their brains?
The butchers.
Had been racking
racking the brains in the...
Why does that associate to racking your brain?
Because one time there was a butcher that was like, and he was thinking for a really long time. And he said, you know what? That's like racking your brain.
Give her the points now. Give her the points.
Incorrect. And I...
Damn. Oh. Do you want my other answer? Nah, I won't go.
Do we want her other answer?
Why don't I'll give mine maybe we come back to her. All right.
They're two completely different.
All right.
I'll real quick. You guys know St. Patrick?
Yep.
The Irish saint.
Yep.
Okay. What you may not know about St. Patrick is that he was incredibly intelligent.
Really?
Okay. Very, very smart man. And in Ireland, very long time ago, when St. Patrick was roaming the streets of Ireland, he would walk down the street and people would go, "Oh, St. Patrick! How do you do it, St. Patrick? How are you so smart? To be sure!
How you so smart, St. Patrick?"
How you so smart,
I think
he's
saying.
He's saying how you so
smart. In Irish, I'm saying, how you so smart, St. Patrick? And St. Patrick finally said, "All right, so I'm going to hold a lecture. You can all come and I'll tell you how to be smart."
That accent is awful.
Yeah.
You know, bear with me.
Yeah.
Take it with a grain of salt.
I'll tell you how to be smart. We're doing a lecture.
I'll tell you how to be smart. Yeah. And then he goes like, "All right, everyone, we all like racking. Racking leaves. You go out in your backyard and you rack leaves."
Isn't it raking?
In Ireland, they say racking. You're racking your leaves. But if you can picture that, you've got a whole bunch of leaves that are spread out, and then when you rack them, they're all together.
Yeah.
If you picture that as your brain, you want to focus all your energy on one part of your brain, and that's how you figure stuff out.
That's the worst answer I've ever heard. That's so great.
The saying starts, "Rack your brain, Ireland."
So bad.
Rack your brain.
So bad, complete with an awful accent.
And you just became like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah, I know. It was really weird.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Rack your brain, sweeties.
Rack your brain, sweeties.
Oh, stew. Okay, no, incorrect, both of you. The rack was a very famous medieval form of torture. You'd get laid out on the rack. You'd get strung either end.
Oh, yeah.
It's not for animals. It was for humans. You got stretched. It was called a rack.
William Wallace.
Got racked on.
William Wallace got racked.
No, he was hung, drawn, and quartered.
So how do you get rack your brains from that?
So the idea of racking is quite a painful process. Like you have to stretch your brains,
like
right?
Like what they did to
so
the animals.
So when you're racking your brains, when you're thinking about something really hard, you're stretching your brains. Yeah. You're going through the process of hurting yourself to try and find an answer.
Yeah. My brain has never hurt.
My story would be so much better on that website.
Well, certainly not if you come up with answers like that.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
I want you guys to give us a call, please. If in your workplace right now or in your family, is there a horribly kept secret?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows about it and it's almost comical that it's going on. That's what I want to know. 13-10-60, because that's what's happening in the White House at the moment.
Yep.
We've got the situation where everybody knows that Donald Trump has got some serious business going on with Russia. Mm-hmm. In fact, earlier yesterday, a grand jury and a lot of federal agents from the FBI have started openly and quite directly investigating, issuing subpoenas to the people within Trump's administration, accusing them of having dealings with Russia to help them with the election, all that sort of stuff. A few hours later, Trump has just fired the director of the FBI.
That doesn't look sus at all.
Is that?
That looks like an innocent man not panicking.
And then he has a meeting with the envoy from Russia in the Oval Office one-on-one.
No, he didn't.
I'm serious.
Oh, he is an idiot. Are you kidding?
Yeah, but we knew that already.
No, I didn't think that bad. Are you joking?
No, he's had a one-on-one meeting with him.
Oh, my.
There's a photo of them out the front as
well.
Oh,
my. God, at least go to a safe house and meet him. Like why?
It's so funny.
He just doesn't care, though, does he?
No, he doesn't care. And that's why, I mean, that is a horribly kept secret. Yeah. Everybody knows that Trump is in cahoots with Russia.
I reckon people can relate to that, though. It's like when I've done this so many times, and you know when you've got a secret and you're like, oh, I'm sitting on a gold mine.
Yeah.
And then you decide to tell someone, like, I've got this epic secret to tell you. And you tell them, they go like, oh.
We all know.
Everyone knows that.
Everyone knows. Yeah, like if someone's hooking up at the workplace and then you think, oh my God, I'm gonna tell this person, just have a little sneaky gossip. And then that's been going on for years.
And the great part about it is that they think it's covert as well. So 131060, what's the worst kept secret you know of in your life?
Yeah.
You know, well, I'd love to take your calls on this. Often, like, I know when I was a kid, my parents used to hide things in certain places of the house.
Oh, yeah.
We all knew it was there.
Yes.
But they'd put it away, like, you know, look over their shoulder as they put it away and be like, oh, the kids will have no idea.
Yeah. My dad had the Playboys on the bookshelf. it was a meter high bookshelf, like I could see it.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Now, talking about a couple more boys who are silly boys in the US, one very syllable, bad boy.
Oh, Jesus. Ambitious throw,
come
that.
Come on.
Very ambitious throw. Go on, Will.
Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Very bad boy. He has just fired, and this is quite phenomenal. We were talking about this just before. This, I think, will be
way too
late.
Yeah, the moment has so far
like
passed.
A started minute talk. Later.
Yeah, that was pathetic.
God.
Walk outside. Get out.
Yeah.
You're going to have to press the buttons, Woody.
Yesterday called. They want their sound effect back. God. Got him.
We're talking on 131060 about worst kept secrets.
Yes. Now, the reason we're talking about that is because Trumpy has just fired the director of the FBI, James Comey. Now, Comey is in the middle of an investigation. There were subpoenas issued 3 hours before he was fired investigating Trump for his involvement with Russia and Russia's involvement in the election. Mm. And Trump, in the most guilty move of his entire presidency, has just sacked the bloke. Right? It is the fact.
He's just a crazy man, isn't he?
The fact that Trump's involvement with Russia and the American presidential election is now officially the worst kept secret on the planet.
Yep.
I mean, after he fired the director of the FBI, he had a one-on-one meeting with the Russian ambassador in his office.
At the White House.
At the White House.
Like, what? Like, that is so moronic. I can't.
But are we surprised? Probably not.
It's the worst kept secret of the world. Yep. So we're celebrating 131060. What's the worst kept secret in your life at the moment? Kate from Duncraig.
Hi.
You got a story from your old workplace, mate?
Yeah, I do.
Talk us through it.
So there was this guy and another girl at the workplace, and they were having an affair and cheating on his wife. They think they were being completely secret, but everyone knew, and they were being so cuddly, and everything was weird.
So they thought they were keeping it from the whole office as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you guys were like, we can see it when you go to the photocopy room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Quick flick over to Texas first, though.
I will hunt you!
Oh, my Lord.
Where's the toilet, Beatrice? I gotta get up!
Where is the toilet, Beatrice?
I don't know what happened there.
is that what you just said in Texan?
Who knows?
Anyway, what's happening in Texas?
Good question. Right, get this. There's a kid. His name's Brad. Brad Howard. Well, hey there, Brad. Now, Brad's in trouble in physics class. He's mm-hmm. talking too much. Teacher tells the parent that.
Yeah.
He goes, "Your son is talking too much in physics."
Yep.
"And I'm trying to teach him physics."
Yep.
So the dad goes, "Okay, that's not on." Yeah, not up for that at all. So the dad starts rocking up to physics class.
Oh, wow.
And sitting.
His class.
His class.
Sits in the classroom.
He sits in there to watch his son so he doesn't talk too much.
Oh.
How?
A bit hardcore.
A little bit hardcore.
How old's the kid again?
He's like 17.
Oh, well, I suppose if you want your kid to go well.
No,
here's a photo.
No.
17-year-old kid. There's dad.
No excuse for that.
Right next to him, making sure he doesn't talk.
Well, that's called helicopter parenting, but.
Is it?
You know, yeah, where you're just helicoptering over your kids.
Sure. Oh. Well, let's talk about helicopter parenting Hydes, because 17-year-old, that is horrifically embarrassing.
Oh, I can't imagine that.
So he's going to stop talking,
mate,
isn't he?
You're not going to lunch.
That's awful.
You're not going to lunch.
Oh, unless you invite the dad to come to lunch as well.
No, that's the point. You're not hanging out with anyone. People. You're not hanging out with anyone ever again.
Now, I do like these scenarios, though, because I feel like from the dad's perspective, he is loving the fact that he's embarrassing his son here.
Yeah.
And I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, but 13-10-60... surely there are some parents out there that have rocked up to something of their kids because they really enjoy embarrassing them.
Yeah.
I'm talking, did you rock up to a party in your pajamas, walk straight through knowing that all the kids will see you and your kid will be traumatized?
My grandma, who sadly passed away last year, Mum used to tell me that back in the day, because she used to be a bit wild.
Yeah, sure.
If she was in her 50s, she had this midlife crisis. She used to rock up to parties that my mum would be at, who was 16, 17. My nan used to sit in the corner smoking her cigarettes that she would never smoke at home and flirting with
amazing.
All the boys that my mum would try and talk to.
That is exactly what I'm after. 13-10-60. I'll take this from the kids or the parents. What did the parent rock up to just to embarrass you?
Oh, man.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
Right now on 13-10-60, we're asking, what did your parents rock up to just to embarrass you? Because a little story from Texas.
Oh, no! There's a snake in your boot!
Story from Texas, where the kid called Brad Howard. Brad, you've been a Brad boy. See what I'm doing there? He was playing up in physics class, his dad found out about it and started rocking up to his physics class, which, as we've discussed before, would be horrifically.
And it's called helicopter parenting.
Embarrassing.
Ando's chimed in with a bit of.
In with the mumsies, you know, round town.
Well, all thanks, my friends. Hardy. Vicky from Maddington, how you going?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Now, are you the parent or the kid in this scenario?
I am the kid.
Okay. What did your parents rock up to embarrass you?
When we were teenagers, my sister and I lived together.
Uh-huh.
And we used to throw a few house parties when we first moved in. Mm-hmm. And my mum used to rock up and dance and make out with the guys we worked with.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
awesome.
Wow. So she obviously wasn't with your dad.
No. So she'd gone through a divorce a few years earlier, and I think she was really loving her newfound freedom.
That is epic.
Did she ever take any of them home?
Well, no. We used to actually have to tell her off and banish her.
Banish her?
Yeah.
Next question, Vicky. Did you ever happen to hook up with the same?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. The
well, no. My mum did Dirty Dance with my sister's boyfriend.
Oh, no. Well, do you know what? I don't know why that I think that that might be okay, just as long as she wasn't.
What do you mean? Because
it's your mum.
No.
Like, she's not going to cut your grass, surely.
No, Vicky. No, okay.
Was it okay with your sister, Vicky?
Oh, God, no.
No.
See?
To given you've seen her hook up with a whole bunch of other people that age,
you know
where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah. I know, but
I reckon a couple
mom.
Of years, you're going to find out.
No.
Yep.
Thanks for the call, Vicky. We've got Morgan here from Thornley. Hey, Morgan, how you going?
Hello, good, thank you.
Now, Morgan, what did your mum rock up to just to embarrass you?
It was my 15th birthday. I had just moved schools, so I had friends from like two different schools come, so I was already really nervous about it all, and there was about 100 kids. And anyway, I walked into the kitchen to get some chips, and I come out, and all of these kids are in a big huddle, like going like, ooh, and screaming, and I was like, what the heck's going on? There was a mechanical bull on the other side, and people are all over here. So I walk over there, and my mum is in the middle of the group grinding between two boys. And a particular word dropping.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. You know what you're talking about.
Yes.
Yep.
She was doing the drop. She was doing the drop. And everyone was recording her. And, like, when I was like, mum, get out. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
These boys were, like, pulling her back.
Oh! Okay, the big question, was she single, your mum?
No, my dad was, like, on the other side.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
But right now, we've got a special guest in the studio.
Our next guest grew up in Newcastle. He now lives in Sydney and is hilarious.
I'll put this out there. I've got a boyfriend. Smash, smash, hearts break. Sorry, ladies.
Last year at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, he stuck up for marriage equality in Australia and married fellow comedian Zoe Coombs-Ma on stage.
This saucy Navy ship has sailed.
Oh, and in the same year and at the same festival, he was nominated for Best Show. So, please welcome Reese Nicholson.
Yes!
Hey!
Can I ask you right off the bat, you were shaking your head through every single audio grab of yourself there.
Why would I want to listen to myself? It's a haunting nightmare.
Do you ever record?
It's 7:30 in the morning.
Do you hate the sound of your own voice? Or
have you heard my voice?
I'm hearing it now.
It's very nasally. It is. Very annoying. To me, it sounds like someone letting air out of a balloon very slowly while swearing.
And a little bit husky today. You've been out partying or was your show last night?
Bit of both. I've just turned into a bar fly. Just one of those like fat old ladies at a bar like, hello, boys.
Hello, boys.
I'll have a go on those drums. I don't know what I'm talking about. Good morning, everyone.
Yeah, you're here with your partner, KB, who's also one of my good friends.
Yes.
How did he feel when you married a lady? Because you did it all
confused.
In...
he knew one particular thing about me for sure, and then I threw that back in his face. Well, it was weird because we decided to do it in Edinburgh, Zoe and I, when we were doing the festival. The whole story being that she dresses up as this male character called Dave, and I was wearing a suit, and we walked past a mirror, and I said, we look like the worst, like, top of a gay wedding cake ever. Like, because she was covered in fake blood, it was really gross. And we laughed, and then we drank some stuff, and then we woke up the next morning and went and had brunch, and she was like, I've got this idea. I think we should get married at Melbourne Comedy Festival. And I was like, that is hilarious. So we got champagne because we were engaged. and then I'm seeing something just pop up at these stories. I'm like, there's a lot of alcohol involved in my life. And then we called our partners, and Kyron was with his mum at the time.
Yeah.
Wow. In the UK.
Who's probably listening right now, his mum.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Wendy. I'm sorry I didn't make the bed this morning. And, he had to, like, then tell his mum, Reese is engaged, but not to me, to a woman. Zoe's partner had the weirdest reaction. She was flying over, and she said she had this really, she wrote this incredible article in The Guardian about it, and I recommend reading it. It's this really odd feeling of, like, oh, this is a really great idea, but also I don't want to watch my girlfriend get married, especially to a man. Like, this really odd. And on the wedding itself, everyone was crying seeing Zoe walk down the aisle in a white dress, even though it wasn't, like, you're almost, like, genetically made to cry.
To cry at a wedding.
If a woman is walking down the aisle in a white dress, no matter what the circumstances.
Yeah.
And she was covered in fake blood. Anyway,
are you sure that your boyfriend and her girlfriend weren't crying because they were genuinely upset at what was going on in front of them?
I mean, look, I don't ask too many questions. I take my own reading from a situation and I move on.
So are you still married?
No. We got that all done. We got that all taken care of.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Who got the house? Who got the, you know, was it a hard?
Well, look, I'll be honest. The relationship
physically wasn't very satisfying. She did win the two awards, though. She won two massive awards as part of the comedy festival.
Oh, wow.
And in her speech, dedicated them both. Like, she said, look, you get half of this.
That's great. Well, Reece, your show, I'm Fine, is at the State Theatre of WA. Now, that's tonight all the way through to Sunday. Tickets available at Ticketek.
Mm-hmm.
Just thought we'd ask
you. Sure,
that
sounds right.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you, mate, I promise. Tickets at Ticketek. If you want to go and see Reece tonight, the show's called I'm Fine. So what we thought we'd do is propose.
He's so nervous.
He is.
Because I rang him yesterday and I said, we need your boyfriend, well, fiance in here.
Is he marrying a lesbian?
Surprise! That's a lesbian!
It's a flip. No. So we thought I'd ask you a bunch of different things and you could just say, I'm fine. If you're okay with answering that or responding to the scenario.
Okay.
Okay. And then we'll see how we go. All right.
All right.
Okay. So the first one is,
oh God.
Do you mind? No. Do you mind telling us, it's simple. Do you mind telling us how much you earned last year?
Oh, I wish I knew. I'm fine.
Yep. Yep.
Do you want me to?
Please.
Like $8. No. But it was very heavily taxed. I don't know. Probably like 100 or something.
Okay, great.
Oh, that's good.
Wow.
Nice. Good. That's why you fly in bloody business class, mate.
Okay. It was an upgrade. It was with points. Thank you, Virgin. Commercial radio.
have we got a Virgin credit to read out? Thanks.
I'll do it.
Are you fine answering, what's the worst thing you've walked in on?
I'm fine. Yep. Community radio. I don't know. Like, you know, those kind of teenage parties where you walk into a room, and you see like, and you definitely see your friends. Like, I've definitely seen my friends having sex or something like that.
Oh, really? Yeah. Back in the day.
Yeah. I've never seen, and you kind of do like, what is that? Oh my God.
Yeah. There's a few seconds. There's a few seconds, isn't there, of just trying to figure out what's happening.
Often you see a very white ass, don't you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That really stands out.
I grew up in Newcastle, so yes.
Finally, are you fine with Woody playing Kiss Chicken with Kyron?
There is a camera moving in very quickly. Hey, yeah, sure.
Your fiance who is here.
What?
You're fine with this?
What do you mean, yeah, sure?
You're fine with
this? I've kissed so many girls in comedy and stuff.
Okay.
Hey, they got two mustaches.
Wow.
I didn't working for me.
You're going to be so okay with this.
Every opportunity you get. Kisses Zoe. My opportunity.
I love how this has completely backfired on you. Where you go like, as if I'm going to go, oh.
Now I'm more uncomfortable. Let's lift the stakes. I like to play Kiss Chicken with my pants.
Oh!
No! Oh, God. Guys. Oh, he's getting me again!
Both of you.
He's getting me again!
Guys, this is the best interview. This is the best interview I've ever done. This is the greatest. It's like you've just... You've wanted me, like, you know, there's conversations with a couple where you're like, should we open things up a little bit? I'm just doing it now on national radio.
So intense.
All right, shut up now. No. Sorry, that's enough of you.
Both pants are off. Woody's turned his t-shirt into a Britney Spears. Oops, I did it again.
He's taken his hair out as well.
I think, oh, wow, it's so close. It's so close. They're so close to getting.
He's opened his mouth. He's opened his mouth.
No, they're going to kiss.
Reece Nicholson.
Oh my God.
Kyron Wheatley. I love you guys.
My question is the downstairs area dreadlocked as well? Is it possible to dreadlock the downstairs?
Nice to meet you, Woody.
Wow. Yeah, that's literally the first time they've met as well. So
he licks my teeth.
Now that he doesn't have pants on, I can see why they call him Woody.
Thanks for coming in, Kyron Wheatley, and thank you so much for coming in, Reece Nicholson.
Yes.
Mate, you can see Reece's show, I'm Fine, at the State Theatre of WA tonight until Sunday. Tickets available at Ticketek.
I've got to stay seated for a minute if I can.
The Heidi Will and Woody Catch-Up on Hit 92.9.
I reckon this is one of the most interesting stories that I've ever read.
Oh, God, how's that?
Wow.
Expectation.
And I want people to call on 131060.
Yeah.
with outrageous requests from brides for bridal parties. So this story,
a few outrageous requests,
is about all different bride dealers. And as I said, I was going through highlighting it, going, oh my God, as if this is for reals.
So what are we talking about?
Okay, so you know when you get married, you have a bridal party, so you've got your bridesmaids.
Yep.
A lot of people are saying these days, because wedding photos are shared so much on social media, that the pressure from the brides these days is just gone next level. So, you know, back in the day, a lot of them used to probably shed weight together.
Oh, yeah.
Now they're encouraged to go to like health and wellness retreats. Mm. They're getting them on, they're giving them vouchers. This is the brides. They're giving their bridesmaids vouchers so that they can go eat healthy to shred.
Shredding for the wedding.
To shred for the
wedding. For the bridesmaids?
No, for the bridesmaids.
But surely, like, sorry, but I'd kind of be happy if one of my bridesmaids is a bit porky because I look a bit better, don't I?
Well, no, this lady wants, so one of these ladies wants everyone to be perfect, so much so that she's suggested her friend has cosmetic surgery her earlobe to fix her earlobe so she can wear chandelier earrings. And she said, I can't have her in studs.
Oh, so she doesn't have earlobes.
Another one has booked.
That's a disability. I don't have earlobes.
I don't have earlobes either.
Look at that. That's disgusting. Right.
Yeah, but you
disgusting.
Can still hang back chandeliers from there. Anyway, I don't have earlobes as well. That's a nice little thing we've learned about each other, Woods. Another lady has booked her and her head bridesmaid in for Botox because she wants in the photos for them to look perfect.
And you wouldn't know anything about that, Ando.
Botox? God, no. I've never had it in my life.
You just tried to lift your eyes there and you couldn't.
Just last week.
Oh, there we go.
So another one, right, is that at the hen's parties, so you have all your girlfriends there.
Yeah.
She requested that none of her bridesmaids wear strappy swimmers because she didn't want them to have tan lines at the wedding a few weeks later.
Can you party.
Can you quit as a bridesmaid?
Oh, my gosh. 100%. I'm pretty sure we've talked about it on this show
But I mean,
before.
Like, if you've got a bridezilla who's, you know, telling you, you know, I need you to, I don't know, hook up with the best man so that I feel better. And you're like, man, can you just go?
Great story if that has happened.
But
though.
Can you just go nap too much? Like,
I think it's scandalous, but no, it can
you,
be done.
You can walk out if the requests get too hectic.
But your friendship is over.
Yeah. It's not illegal. Like, it's not illegal.
But I wouldn't really want someone who's a friend who's telling me to lose weight for their wedding.
Yeah, some of them are making them train 16 kilometers a day and going.
Oh, that is just
and
absurd.
Going on diets and getting them to do. So this is
we're not
going to
get any better than that.
This is what I want to hear.
16 Ks a day.
13, 10, 60 Bridezilla requests. You know you've all met a bridezilla. A couple of my friends have been bridezillas and they've happily owned it afterwards and put their hand up and said, yeah, I'm sorry, I did get really out of control with my request.
So we're taking if you were the bridezilla or you were the bridesmaid on the end of a couple of requests?
Yeah, or it could be just that you know someone.
Yeah, okay.
So bridezilla requests, outrageous requests from brides on the bridal party. Give us a buzz. 13, 10, 60
And if you walked out? I'd love a walkout.
Cheeky walkout.
I'd love a cheeky walkout.
We're probably going to get that with people calling through on bridal requests.
Here we go. Bridal requests.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
Tamsin from North Perth, how you going?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Now, you're a bridal makeup artist and you witnessed one of these women.
Yes, just one. One of many, actually.
Yeah.
It was a wedding down south and the girls weren't allowed to eat. The bridesmaids weren't allowed to eat for a couple of days beforehand. They were allowed to eat food, but only like carrot sticks and hummus and celery sticks, basically. No watermelon because it bloated their bellies.
That is not okay.
It was hilarious. They weren't even allowed to have cheese or crackers.
That's what I expect to do on the morning of my wedding. I expect to wake up, have champagne, cheese and crackers and eat as much as I can in one whole sitting.
Yeah. Before the wedding, you just want to absolutely
scoff
yourself.
Like, it's a blowout day. It's your wedding day. You can do whatever you want. You've probably trained hard for it.
Sure.
So the morning you wake up, let's be honest, you probably start
in.
The night before
you get stuck
with
your
girlfriends.
Yeah.
But
what time is your first champers on your wedding day?
No, I'm starting at least on the Thursday. It's wedding week.
Right. Hook it to my vein, like on a sleep while consuming. We've got Nikki here from Ballajura. Nikki, how you going?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. Are you a bridezilla? Have you witnessed a bridezilla?
No, I was part of a bridal party that was a bridezilla.
Okay. Oh, what happened, Nikki? Give us the goss.
I was pregnant with twins and I was due 4 days after the wedding.
Oh, my Lord.
She asked me to bring my C-section forward 2 weeks.
You're joking. That's your best friend. That's your best friend asked you to do that.
Yeah. So I was beautifully pregnant in the photos.
Oh, and so she was okay with that in the end, because you were like, stuff that, I'm not doing that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was the doctor's choice in the end. I did inquire, but it didn't go ahead.
You inquired? You would have had those two little babies at the wedding, and your poor, like if you're having a C-section, that would have been awful.
Would have been worse, right?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Call, Nikki. I can't believe that. I've got Melissa here now from Baldivis. Melissa, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, thanks.
You've witnessed a bridezilla?
Yes, I was a maid of honour about 3 years ago, and unfortunately my grandma passed away, and the funeral was on the day of her hen's party, and she wanted me not to attend the funeral because I was going to miss the hen's party.
Oh, wow.
How did that conversation go down? Can you just give us a little bit of scoop, like what happened?
Oh, she was absolutely furious at me because I wanted to go to the funeral rather than her hen's party, and then I was actually removed as her maid of honour.
Oh my, so that is awful. And that's the craziness that overcomes women. And one of my girlfriends who was a bridezilla who happily owned it afterwards, she said that afterwards. She said, I actually don't know what came over me in the months leading up to the wedding. Mm. She's like, I was a really bad person. Yeah. And she had a lot of bridezilla regret.
To be fair, the grandma wouldn't know you're not there. So, you know.
So true.
Whereas your friend knows that you're not at the party.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catcher on Hit 92.9. With Heidi Anderson, Will McMahon and Woody Whitelaw. Available on iTunes or your favourite podcast app.